Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise. My name is Tora, and as always, I am super stoked for today's episode, but like extra excited for this one. This episode is going to absolutely kick ass, let me tell you. And I can say this from experience because this is one of the bands that I have actually got to see live before, which is really cool. I actually got to take their photos as well too, and it was a super amazing experience. So I am absolutely pumped to get them on the show. We got just this really incredible metal band from Edmonton called Daniel Martin and the Infamous. And as always, I like to get the show started. I'll just let you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves, you know, introduce yourselves and kind of your shtick with the band.
I'm Paige. I'm the drummer. And Daniel hired me a few years ago after his first two drummers decided they were going to quit.
I'm Jimmy. I'm the new lead guitar player. I think I've been in the band for about 6 months now. Play a couple of gigs. Ten months. Oh, geez. That's a frightening thought. Where does the time go?
It's almost a year, my dude. Yeah.
I'm Courtney. I'm a vocalist in the band. I joined in May, kind of unexpectedly. I was helping out with a gig and kind of fell in love with the band. And here I am.
The band fell in love with you. Gross. Yeah, so I am Daniel. I play tambourine, kazoo, banjo. No, I'm lead vocalist, rhythm guitar. And yeah, I basically just cobbled this band together in 2017, 8 years ago. Oh my God. Based on the kind of show that I wanted to see. And it was supposed to be just kind of like a one album, one concert thing. And then, you know, here we are 8 years and three albums later, and we're no sign of stopping, no sign of slowing down. We're always kind of looking for the next cool thing to do, like this podcast. So thank you for having us on.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And it's not very often that we get a majority of the band here as well, which is super cool. So thank you all you guys for taking the time to come on the show today.
Can I interject with a little bit about your photography, about how this connection kind of happened?
Please do. I don't hype my own photography up very much, so please do.
So, okay, so we met, you and I, from the Lemon Entertainment and Alberta Music event, Music Day in Canada, which on its own was great, was an amazing time. We played with Forsaken Rite and Oceans Under Stars, two very prominent Edmonton bands. And they told us, oh, by the way, there's going to be this photographer there named Tora Mattis. Okay, Tora Mattis. And I was like, I'm not familiar with her work. And I went and checked you out. And I was like, oh, her photography is a little like experimental. It looks a little like kaleidoscopy and sometimes. And it's cool. And I didn't know what to expect. And I was like, maybe it'll be good. Maybe it won't. I don't know. We're going to find out. But then the photos we got back after, oh my God. God, like at least two of us made them like our social media pictures. And like, I'm going to use those photos for years just to like, to plug the odd thing occasionally. So like, thank you for surprising me with how good your photos are.
Thank you so much. Honestly, it was such an honor to take photos. And what I thought was really fun as well is with that event. So normally I'm just like live event and festival concert photographer. So everything is very candid and like on the go. And it's very much just like, you know, your gear and know how to use it. But then they tasked me with taking the promo shots, which was so much fun to just be like, all right, be a cool band on the wall. Yeah, I love giving the photos back, and then like to hear that you guys love the photos. And then the biggest honor when you change your profile pictures to one of the ones that I take. And shout out Paige for being the first one to change it to the cover photo. That was a first for me. So thanks, Paige.
Cover photo, which one?
On Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like your Facebook cover photo, like that cool like ascending to heaven kind of look. Like that was that's a good photo.
Yeah.
And the if I remember correctly, when you were shooting us, the word of the day was like, oh, that looks hard. Yeah. This is a hard image. Oh yeah. You're a hard band. Yeah. This is hard.
Yeah, looks hard. Looks hard. I met you guys at a live show not that long ago, and your live shows were incredible. Like, I like that you mentioned that you started this band because you wanted it to be the shows that, you know, you would like to see. And what a riot it was. I want to talk about, first off, some of your newer songs, which you did play at the show. And one of them, I do believe, was Painkiller off of your latest album, Gone Days of Silence. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
We just recently released a music video for Painkiller, which was super fun to be a part of. It was actually the first video I was in with Infamous, which was lovely.
Was that your first video ever?
Not my first video ever.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. But I had a wonderful time. Obviously, it's touching on a very important topic of addiction, how people cope in many ways that are sometimes not the most healthy. Also, the video kind of shows that there's support out there too.
And I particularly liked your last, you being the last scene of the video, like pounding on the door and like playing Go Fish with Betty. That was, that's iconic.
Yeah, I was an extra in that. I wasn't even part of the band. So I'm just there for fun.
Amazing. We're going to spin that song in just a couple minutes here. But before we do, why don't you tell me just a little bit about that album as a whole?
So Gone Days of Silence as a concept album is about war. And it's war literally, and it's war not. Like, it's war personally, you know, internally, metaphorically, however you want to spin it. And Gone Days of Silence, like, you know, the days of silence are gone. That can be a bad thing, or it can be a good thing, like you're being silent no more. So there's a lot of ups and downs on this record. It's heavier than anything we've ever done before, which is something I've always wanted to do. Like, doing a proper metal album is something I've wanted to do since I was 17 years old. And I wrote a really good line a little while ago about the reaction I hope to get out of this album. And I hope that it inspires thought, reflection, and introspection in the everyday, and rebellion in the everyday is what I hope that album does.
I love that. And I mean, a good metal album should do exactly that. And I think you hit the nail on the head with this album. We're going to spin Painkiller right away here. And then when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that album.
We'll be right back. Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. My name is Tora, and we're sitting down with Daniel Martin and the Infamous, just a really incredible, like, theatrical metal band out of Edmonton here. I got to see them live before. No need to flex that one, but it was pretty great. And one of the songs that I was like, it just clicked in my brain that I was like, I instantly love this band. And there was a part where you guys do a quick costume change in the show and you put on some pirate hats. And I am a sucker. One, I'm a sucker for bands with costumes. Love that. But also pirates. And so uncontrollably, I did yell, fuck yeah, pirate hats. And I was so stoked. And honestly, it totally made the show. I got some wicked photos of you guys in said pirate hats. But so the song in particular that you played right after putting on said pirate hats was This Is the Life. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Right off the hop, fuck yeah, pirate hats is basically exactly what's happening in my brain when we get to play that one as well. Super fun song. Personally, I'm very much inspired by a lot of fantasy metal or thematic metal, you know, like your Alestorm, like pirate metal bands and fantasy metal bands. So that song coming into the band, being newer, that was a really attractive song to me to get to learn how to play and perform, just because it really scratched that itch. And to see everybody else get so excited about it, especially since it's like so iconic with the costume change. So far, it's our only costume change on stage. I hope that changes. But absolute blast to play that song. I love that track.
Now Daniel's scheming over there. How can you fit more costume changes in the show?
Leather.
Yeah.
I'll come out in a mesh shirt for goth girls.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've been pushing for that for a while.
You need to rip off pants and rip off shoes.
Ooh, that would be good. Yeah, if you had like a tearaway shirt to rip into the mesh for goth girls. That's a good idea.
Tearaway leather? Is that a thing? It will be.
It's perforated enough. We can make this happen.
Yeah.
We can make this happen.
You don't care about it after.
This is good brainstorming. This is good.
This is good. Incredible. So honestly, if you ever see these guys on a bill, drop everything, head to the show, because you're going to want to hear This Is the Life. We're going to play it right away here, but it is better live with the costume change. And then I hope you also yell, fuck yeah, pirate hats, when they bust it out. That is off your 2022 album, In the Pursuit of Heaviness, which, love the title of that album. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about that?
The Pursuit of Heaviness as a whole is kind of meant to be, I don't want to say like our more commercially viable album, but it's meant to be a wider palette. It's like, you know, there's something for everyone on that record. Like if you like good piratey fun, then we got This Is the Life. If you wanted something that's a little bluesy and heavy and sexy, then we've got Marilyn. If you want something that's kind of like upbeat and dancey, there's Dancing in the Fire. If you want a piano ballad, there's Eden. If you want something heavy and agonizing and bangy, then there's Enslave Me. It just, a whole wide spectrum of music covered on that album. And that's what it was meant to do, was set a wide foundation for greater things.
I love an album like that where you listen to it and every song is slightly different. And then you can really see your like breadth of talent, essentially. Like, you guys can do so many sounds and so many vibes and so many different types of kind of metal songs. I love that.
Yeah, we definitely took the musicians for a walk on that album. Like even just Paige, it's like, okay, we're doing Marilyn, so I need you to shuffle. And then we're doing Ring Ring, and I need you to like kind of thrash. And then we're doing Enslave Me, and I need you to just like bang. And Paige is like, fine. but she did it. That's, I like, you know, I make a point of hiring really good people, but I also make a point of hiring really talented people. And so like Paige being on both of the records you've talked about is, you know, I don't bring just anybody in here.
Let's bring it back a little bit. So we're going to play This Is the Life in just a couple minutes here. I want to bring it back to that latest album, because Paige is on it again too. Tell me a little bit about Blood for Gold. We're going to spin that one right away here. What a banger. I love that song. That's one of my favorite gym songs now, is Blood for Gold.
Musically, it's what we wanted to do with this album. Like, it's heavy, It's upbeat. It's up tempo. I was listening to a lot of like Lamb of God and Gojira and old Metallica, old Megadeth. Whether or not you hear those things in the music is whatever. But that's, you know, they go through the filter. That's what comes out. Lyrically, it's very much about the human aspect of war. Like there's the kind of the big lyrical climax at the end is no one gets to take your life for free. And that like, oh, it was about money. God damn it. It's very human ugliness in that song.
Right on. We are going to spin. This is The Life off of your 2022 album In the Pursuit of Heaviness. And then right after that, we're going to spin Blood for Gold off of your guys' latest album, Gone Days of Silence. And then when we come back, we're going to take it all the way back to some 2018 songs.
Oh,
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I'm your host, Tora, and we are chatting with Daniel Martin and the Infamous, this really incredible, heavy, theatrical metal band out of Edmonton. I cannot express enough that if you see them coming to a town, a city, or on a bill near you, drop everything, go to the show. It's an absolute riot. I want to take it back to some of the older songs that I, this one was really cool. And anybody that's listened before knows, one, I'm a sucker for long songs, and two, songs with multiple parts in them. So this one was really interesting sound wise. I have a lot of questions just about the inspiration for this album, because I feel like it's cool. So it's inspired by the Rutherford Manor, or this whole album, 2018 Taste of Madness. We're gonna listen to And Then There Was One, part 1, 2, and 3, all back to back. Tell me about that.
Oh boy. Okay, so Taste of Madness is an album kind of written around Rutherford Manor, which is a universe that was based around a haunted house. Very kind of spooky vibe. It's fun, but it's still but it's spooky. And Then There Was One, part 1, is the piano kind of changeover between Dark Waltz and then like kind of getting ready for the last act of the album, so to speak. I think the part that you're probably really excited to hear about is And Then There Was One, part 2 and 3. The very genesis of that song came from me. Like when I listen to stuff and when I have an idea of what I want to write, I have what I call a mood palette. And on the mood palette for that song was the Corpse Bride duet written by Danny Elfman. And I knew that I wanted something like that. And so I was listening to songs like that. I was percolating in my brain and I was gestating and I was like, okay, something's there. And then I was driving to a girlfriend at the time's house after work. It was dark, it was late, it was cold. And I remember I parked my car in front of her house and I wrote that song top to bottom in about 15 minutes, almost as you hear it on the record, like no crossing things out, basically just start to finish. And after about 15 minutes of that, the girlfriend at the time texted me like, you've been sitting out front for a while. Are you good? And I was like, let me finish. And I love Danny Elfman. Like I've taken his composer masterclass and I love what he does, but I think I like what I came up with more than Corpse Bride. Maybe not more, but just differently. Like I like them both, but obviously that one's already done. Now it's my turn to do something. You like yours better. You don't say.
It's important to love yourself.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And one thing when I was doing like some digging around, like about this album and the song, because when I listen to it, I'm like, why is it so much exponentially different than all your other songs and all your other sounds? There was like a big show with a choir with this album.
There sure was.
Yeah, tell me about that.
So that was at Festival Place in Sherwood Park. That was our first show with Paige, actually, and which I think it was, and at the time it was our most attended headliner show ever. There was almost 250 people there. Yeah, we had a choir that we threw together. We had a quartet that we threw together, and we basically just made it like this big theatric, cinematic experience. And we had dancers. We had like actors like from the Rutherford Manor Haunt come out and do stuff. It had choreography. It had costume changes. It had like, you know, the screens, the lights. It was one of our most ambitious concerts to date, actually. It's funny that that comes up because our producer for our new record, Gone Days of Silence, that was his first experience of seeing us because he just lived down the street. That was his first time seeing us. And when I approached him later, like, hey, I want you to produce our album, Gone Days of Silence, he was like, whoa, cool. Yeah, let's do it. So that was his context for us.
Who was your producer for the new album and where did you do it?
Diego Fernandez out of Oracle Studios in Sherwood Park produced Gone Days of Silence. And it's a very, he does a very crisp metal sound, which is what we wanted for this album. And he's worked with some very prominent metal acts. It's been a while since I've thought about this, so I'm probably only going to get a couple. He's done Order of Chaos. He's done Fall of Earth. He's done Brainstem. I'm barely scratching the paint, but he's kind of becoming the Alberta metal guy as far as producing albums go.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna have to keep them on my radar then. That is awesome. We are gonna spin And Then There Was One, part one, two, and three all together. And then when we come back, it's time for, I'm going to assume everybody's favorite part of the show, where we also get to shout out some other amazing local Edmonton acts. I am so excited to talk about some of these guys when we come back.
As I feared, I'm all alone.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I'm your host, Tora, and we're sitting down with a whole bunch of the band from Daniel Martin and the Infamous, this really amazing, cool, theatrical metal band out of Edmonton. And now it's time for one of my favorite parts of the show, where we also get to shout out some incredible other local Edmonton acts. And one of them, I was going to add it to the list anyways, whether you actually gave it to me or not, because we have to talk about them. Forsaken Rite. They are, I'm not going to pick favorites here, but they are hands down one of my favorite bands in Edmonton. And their live show rewired my entire brain. I'll get them on the show eventually, and we're going to talk about that when it happens. But you guys share a drummer with Forsaken Rite. Why don't you tell me about them?
I nominate Jimmy to answer this one, to talk about Forsaken Rite.
This is why I got out of bed this morning. Oh, actually, whew, what a surprise.
Oh, he's repping.
I'm wearing the Forsaken Rite tank top. Oh, my sluttiest tank tops. Never mind how amazing their merch is, because goddamn. Forsaken Rite, I'm going to embarrass you. Forsaken Rite makes me so happy. I mean, just wicked combination. Any metal band, power metal, fantasy metal, folk metal, that gets up there with a keyboard is like Daniel Brown, right? Yeah. Is just all immediately has my attention. But these guys will go up there and play songs about drinking mead. They have a song from World of Warcraft in their set right now, which just, oh, so cool. And then obviously their originals are just fantastic. It's just a really tight sound with a really, really tight drummer. And I can't gush enough about this just premier Edmonton fantasy folk metal band that is just pushes all my nerd buttons all at once. I absolutely love going to their shows. So yeah, follow that.
Other than I founded this band after listening to Elvite for the very first time back in 2010, maybe 2011. And that once I heard it, that was like, that's the band I want to start. Took a little few iterations, but we finally got to the sound we have now.
And I gotta say, the sound you have now is absolutely incredible. And like, I think the part that really rewired my brain is when Ursa busts out the flute. Because so I grew up playing the flute in elementary school and grade school and stuff. And I hated it. I loathed every second I had to play the flute because I thought it was the lamest instrument and saddest instrument in the world. Now, flautists, don't come at me for saying that. However, that all changed when she busts out the flute in a metal song. And I was like, actually, turns out the flute's metal as hell. And with the furs and the makeup and the whole vibe was just incredible. We're going to play the mead horn from Forsaken Rite, because if there's ever a song that gets me going and gets anybody going, it's the mead horn. And another band that you sent me as well, which was also super heavy, Famous Strangers. We're going to spin their newest single, LSC, but why don't you tell me a bit about Famous Strangers?
So Famous Strangers is the newest project, the newest offering from Amanda Kiernan, who sung Eden with us on The Pursuit of Heaviness. She did a duet with us. I first met her when she was singing for Order of Chaos, and which is an incredible Edmonton metal band. They're not like active anymore, but everyone should still know who they are. Yeah, so Famous Strangers, they deliberately did this on purpose. They put out a song with an acronym, LSC, and they don't tell you what it's about, or they don't tell you what it stands for, so that it makes you wonder. And my working theory is that LSC stands for Lusty Spider Chicks, but that's just me. Every time they put out a new song, a new video, they totally catch me off guard. It's a big rug pull, but in the best way. And I'm always in Amanda's corner, and I'm always very excited to see what she does next. And Famous Strangers is the kick in the teeth that I needed.
Hell yes. And you know what? Until they correct us on it, it will remain Lusty Spider Chicks. So Famous Strangers, until you tell us what it actually means, it's Lusty Spider Chicks now. Sorry. And another band that you sent me that we're going to spin right away here. These guys, honestly, I'm so glad that you sent me this band, because when I listened to them for the first time earlier today, putting together this playlist, they immediately went into four of my other playlists, because they are so awesome, and I'm so mad they only have one single available, because now that one single has to be on repeat forever. Electric Voodoo from Trick of the Light. I literally just wrote in my notes, very good. That's all I have to say about that song. It's very good.
So Trick of the Light is They're a hard rock band that's very reminiscent of all of the good things of the 70s. Like they, I think when I saw them, they wore bell bottoms. I might be misremembering that, but that's the vibe that I got. It's very like, I don't even know what I could compare them to. But yeah, very, very 70s, 80s, very high energy, upbeat. There are never enough women who play, you know, who play heavy music, Paige, Courtney. So we need more. And Shayna, their front woman, she does what I do, which is lead vocals, rhythm guitar. And to watch her go, and she's doing like guitar harmonies with the other guy, I was like, oh, girl, yes. Oh, and I liked them so much when I saw them that I've asked them to play our upcoming November 22nd date at Bunkers, where we're going to do our big end of year headliner. And they are, I don't know, we haven't established who's playing what order yet, but they're going to be one of the support bands. So if you want to check them out, that is the time, is November 22nd at Bunkers.
I do want to check them out because, as I said, they only have one single for me to listen to right now. They were incredible. Her vocals were awesome. They kind of almost reminded me of Hendrika, where that they're like that super heavy power rock, and it had like that Jimi Hendrix flair on the guitar. It was very cool. Yeah, I'm going to be at that show because I need to hear more of their music. That's what that is. We are going to spin that little handful of songs there. We're going to spin the Meat Horn from Forsaken, right? Oh, that song's gonna be so good. LSC from Famous Strangers. And then this one. You're gonna wanna add it to the playlists right away, I promise you. Electric Voodoo, Trick of the Light. And then when we come back, unfortunately, we do have to wind down the show a little bit. But there is one more song I wanna talk about before we go.
Our lords, and we drink the night away.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. We were chatting with Daniel Martin and the Infamous, just this really killer metal band out of Edmonton here. We just listened to a handful of songs from some of his other favorite local Edmonton act, plus Forsaken Right, which Paige is also the drummer for as well. Just as a little side note, I would like to say how incredible Paige is as a drummer, because the show that I saw you guys at, this woman pulls double duty at a metal show. Not only did she play with Daniel Martin and the Infamous, immediately goes, puts on the war paint, and then plays with Forsaken Right. It was incredible. Incredible. So unfortunately, like I said, we do have to wind down the show a little bit, but there's one more song I want to talk about before we go. And this one, I do believe you actually ended your live show with as well. And I did have a hell of a time finding this song on the internet. Yeah, you know what one it is. All Goth Girls Look the Same. Tell me about that song.
I am blonde, but I am a goth girl at heart.
All goth girls do not look the same.
Exactly. That's my point. The point of the song, actually. Very sexy song, first of all. Crowd loves it. Super fun interactions with that song. We got a lot of dancing, people joining in. It's a little bit older, so a lot of people that are our regulars come to our shows do know it, and their faces always light up when that song comes on, which is just lovely to be a part of while you're on stage. I enjoy it very, very much.
Did you catch that when, like, just before we played it at Black Bar, someone called it out? I was like, yes. I kind of alluded to the last song, and then someone was like, Goth Girls. And I was like,
oh, I caught that. And then as soon as we started playing those first few notes, they were like, yes.
It's a good song. And if you are looking for it, which I'm sure you will be afterwards, I could only find it on YouTube.
It's everywhere else. It's on Tidal. It's on Amazon. It's on YouTube. It is our most popular video on YouTube.
I'm a little bit. Okay, there we go. So you can find it everywhere but Spotify. He'll get it up there eventually. Or just go on their YouTube channel and watch the video, because there is a music video for it as well, too. Why don't you tell me about that?
Guyliner. One word.
The mesh shirt.
Oh, go on.
Well, he's an absolute male goth thirst trap in that video. And as much as I do love the music, I have to accredit the popularity of the video purely to Daniel's just animal sex appeal that he just embodies throughout the whole... No, I do want to talk about the music of that one, though. There's a wicked keyboard solo in it. The drums are... Oh, by John, who's just the best keyboardist ever. Of course, Paige is on it. And I'm not in it, which puts me in the great position of being able to brag about how amazing it is without, you know, tooting my own horn. Great song, great video. Can't overstate that.
Hot goth girls.
A+.
A+.
A++.
A++. S-tier. S-tier. 10 S-tier, out of 10. Yeah.
S-tier. Amazing. We're going to spin that song in just a minute here. Before we do, though, I know you just dropped that new album not that long ago. You already alluded to one show coming up in November, but is there anything else we should be keeping an eye and an ear out on you for?
I'm so glad you asked. If you'd like, you heard it here first sort of thing. Part of the reason we're extra excited for November 22nd at Bunkers is that we're debuting a new thing that is not on Gone Days of Silence, and we're going to make a big deal of next year. And it's very few people know what it is. Very few people have heard it. Yeah, we're debuting a song on stage that we've never done before on stage, and it's going to be a big deal. And that's why you have to come to Bunkers on November 22nd, aside from Trick of the Light and Darkened Skies.
Honestly, like, this show sounds like I need to go to the show now. There's so many reasons to.
I'll fax you over some tickets.
We're cool. We're hip.
Thank you guys so much for coming on the show today. You're an absolute riot to chat to. This is All Goth Girls Look the Same from Daniel Martin and the Infamous.
understand, but I do. Yeah. A bad foresight does not describe awakening my heart anew. And every song I've ever heard rewritten here and now for you.
Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.